think the police, well, I know the police were a lot less understanding about domestic abuse then than they are now. And we had women in the refuge who were wives of policemen, you know. But, and I'm sure that's still the case, but there were a lot less understanding. So it depended on individuals. It really did. And, you know, you would often, I remember one time going to with a woman to her house to get her belongings, and the police agreed to escort us. So they went in their car behind us, and I drove the car. We got to the house, and she had her keys, but he had put one of these chain lock things on, so we couldn't get in. And I just thought, what can we do? We're, you know, she's got to get our stuff, her stuff. There's this tiny window of opportunity. And the police just stood, they wouldn't do anything. But I just took out a pair of scissors and picked the lock. And, you know, I think about it now, I think, God. Anyway, they just stood by because they weren't going to bother as long as we got in. And we just got black bags and filled them and put them in the car. And then the husband came and found us. And so, you know, we were really frightened and got in the car and were racing through Edinburgh, and the police just left us. I thought that was appalling. I mean, they went to the house with us, but as soon as he turned up, they left us. So you never knew. I thought they were being really supportive to begin with, and then they just left us. And fortunately, we lost him, and she got into the refuge and all of that. But colleagues of mine were caught out like that so many times, you know, throwing children through windows and things. I mean, it was, we did stupid things.